You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Hey, Ben.
Hi. So a report's come back from the Law Commission that recommends treating abortion as a health issue and not a criminal one. Currently, women need authorisation from two doctors if they want to have an abortion, and doctors can flat out refuse to authorise the procedure. So the New Zealand Nurses Organisation was part of the Law Commission's wider health sector consultations. This morning I spoke with Kate Weston from the NZNO, and I asked her why Model A, one of three alternative legal models, feels like the best fit.
So that is the model that actually puts the power in the hands of the pregnant woman and her health professional. And that's where we believe that it sits, that it's a health decision and that women should be able to discuss freely with their health professional, and that a request to end a pregnancy should not be treated as something that's criminal.
How important is it that New Zealand starts approaching abortion in a more humane and modern way?
It's really critical that women at the moment, particularly women who live rurally, are really disadvantaged by the current system of requiring sign-off by other consultants once you've seen had your initial contact. So if you're living rurally or remotely, that can be a number of weeks. And when we're talking about progression of a pregnancy, that's actually really hard to put women through that when they've already had a really tough decision that they've made.
You've said that nurses sometimes have an ongoing relationship with patients more than they would with consultants. What do these relationships look like?
Well, the relationship with the consultant tends to be sort of a one-off, and it's for a special request or a particular procedure. And generally, nurses particularly have got an ongoing relationship in primary care where they will see the same patients over and over again, and they do establish rapport. And because it's a primary care relationship, you'd expect that people will see you more frequently, whereas a specialist or consultant relationship is more of a, for a specific purpose.
Do you think abortion would be heavily stigmatised if a woman's decision to have an abortion was simply between her and her doctor and not this really convoluted process?
Also, and not necessarily between a woman and her doctor, between woman and nurse, woman and a midwife, because we're actually aware that a lot of women don't actually see a doctor when they find themselves pregnant at all. They will seek out other health practitioners, and those practitioners may well be a nurse or a midwife.
Going forward, what does the NZNO think needs to happen to help push abortion law reform in the right direction?
We need people to be aware and to be able to talk openly about the issues, and to really consider why a 1961 piece of legislation is really still in place. We want women to be able to have the choice to be able to work directly and talk directly with their health practitioner. And you asked about destigmatising. Where they have made the laws more liberal in other countries, we haven't seen a huge rush of increase of abortions. In fact, the reverse has happened. So women have been able to seek timely health care, and that includes being able to talk about their choices around progressing or not with their pregnancy.
How have you found women in terms of discussing abortion? Do you find it's something people really struggle to kind of speak openly about because they don't feel like they can?
It's a sort of tough topic that doesn't tend to come up, you know, sort of in an easy social conversation. Women are still very private. It is a very private, you know, women's fertility and reproduction and all of that spectrum of being pregnant, not being pregnant, having difficulty getting pregnant, all of those sorts of things, miscarriage and actually choosing to terminate a pregnancy, are all things that are subjects that are not really widely and openly discussed. But once somebody opens the door and the discussion starts, it's something that is women actually will talk openly, particularly to each other, about.
What would be your message to MPs that could have the opportunity to do a conscience vote on this issue?
That they consider that what we are asking for, NZNO's position, is we want this to be a health issue, not a crimes issue. And what we are asking for them to consider is that women need to have the opportunity to discuss openly their options with full informed consent with a suitably skilled and qualified health practitioner, and that we look after women's mental and physical health and their reproductive health in general, and give them the opportunity to have a discussion about a health issue and not be criminalised because they're wanting to make a particular decision.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.